In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom, and I'm glad to be with you today. The other day we spoke about zeal. In the 10th chapter of Romans, listen to St. Paul. "Brethren, my heart's desire and my prayer to God for Israel is that they might be saved. For I bear them record that they have a zeal of God, but not according to knowledge." Paul had a zeal for his people and that they would come to know the Lord Jesus Christ. Paul had a zeal for the Jewish nation, that they would come to know Jesus as the Messiah promised of Moses, that there would be another one who would come after Moses. Paul had this zeal. I'm going to tell you, that is exactly what a shepherd has. A shepherd who is truly a shepherd has zeal. Zeal for people. Zeal for people's souls. Zeal for people's salvation. It is not just a thing that a shepherd plays with, but it's the very heart of the shepherd is to care that people would be ministered to, would come to the cross, would know the power of God, would experience Jesus' love. That this is a zeal that shepherds have. And I'm going to tell you, some shepherds are lay people. Maria Vadia has this zeal for souls, zeal for third world countries so that they might hear the gospel. She's often told me, you know, I go in on a Monday morning and the people are also downcast. They are heavy. They are burdened. She says, by Wednesday, they're all starting to dance and worship God. By Friday or Saturday, they can move mountains because the gospel of Jesus has taken root in their souls. The gospel of Jesus and the miracles that they see happening in their midst has taken root. And now the people that were so downcast, the people that were so troubled, their situations have not changed, I will tell you. Their situation has not changed. They still don't have enough money for food. They still don't have what they need. But you see, now, and it's not some kind of just an emotional high. It is the power of God working in their lives through the gospel of Jesus Christ. You see, Paul knew that the gospel of Jesus Christ changed people's lives. He even said, I would become a reprobate and even go to hell if it meant that my people, Israel, would be saved. This is what Paul said. This is the zeal of a shepherd. This is the year of St. Paul. This is the year when the church celebrates St. Paul. I want that zeal. I want that shepherd's heart. But I will tell you, it is very costly. It is very costly. It is very costly. It is very costly. Because I'll tell you, that zeal doesn't just come through a plastic card. That zeal comes when the Lord shares his shepherd's heart with people and he shares his caring love with people. The other day I was walking home from church because I had these experiences with these people that were really, really in deep pain. And I said to the Lord, Lord, I thank you for the compassion that you give me. But I need more than compassion. I need the power to help these people. I need the unction that you can alone give me to help these people. They are like sheep without a shepherd. Oh God, you hear one story after the other and you listen and you love and you pray. But my Lord, I
I need more power, not for myself, but for these people, Lord. You've got to give the power for these people. Yes, you have entrusted me with some. You have given me some, and I'm grateful. I'm grateful. But you know, Lord, the people need more. They need more, Lord. They need more. These are the people that nobody else wants. These are the people that the world considers refuge. But you see, refuge. But Jesus, these are your people. I tell you, Paul had this zeal for his Jewish people. He had this zeal because he says, listen, the gospel is the power of God unto salvation to the Jew first and then to the Gentile. And that's what he did in the Acts of the Apostles. He would go first into, when he'd enter a town, he'd go to the synagogue and preach the gospel. And he'd show the people in the synagogue, the men in the synagogue, that Jesus was the fulfillment of the Hebrew Scriptures, that Jesus was the Messiah. He would preach the cross. And you know what would happen to him? They would throw him out of the synagogue, and they would stone him, or they would reject him, or they would hurt him. One time they threw rocks at him. And I'm going to tell you, the believers made a circle around him, the Scripture said. And they weren't playing Ring Around the Rosie, let me tell you this. The power of God came upon Paul as the believers made a circle of love and power around Paul and he got up. But you see, first he went to the Jews and then to the Gentiles. His mission was to the Jew first and then to the Gentiles. And he had this zeal that he would go around the whole world in order to bring Christ to the nations. My Lord, that's what we lack today. We lack that today. We lack that zeal for the gospel, zeal for the people of God. And I'm going to tell you why we lack it, okay? It's a very simple reason. And I'm just going to bring it down to the least common denominator. Because hell is not an option anymore to most people. Hell is not an option. Because God is, my God wouldn't put people in hell. And if hell is not an option, now I'm not telling you who's going to hell. I don't have that right. You know why I didn't die for people? I didn't have hands with nails and feet with nails. I didn't have any of that. So I'm not going to tell you who's going to hell. But I'm going to tell you hell is an option. I'm going to tell you what Jesus Christ said. Yes, I'm going to tell you what Jesus Christ said. He said, the way to life is narrow. The way to perdition is wide. Many choose the way to perdition. And few choose the narrow way. That's what the Lord said. And I don't care who your preacher is, if they are denying that, they are denying Jesus Christ, because Jesus said the way to perdition is wide, and many choose that way. But since hell is not an option, people do not believe the reality of hell. Preachers don't believe the reality of hell. God wouldn't do this. You see, it's not God who puts us in hell. We choose hell ourselves. And the only way out of hell is to choose Jesus Christ. Now, I'm not thinking about hell every day. Maybe I should. But I'm going to tell you this. The proclamation of the gospel, the proclamation of the cross of Jesus Christ, the proclamation of his burial and death and resurrection, and his giving of the Spirit, I'm going to tell you, that proclamation is so necessary because I'm going to tell you the way to perdition is wide and many choose it. And you need to know that only Jesus Christ can save us from hell. Only the blood speaks far more eloquently than the blood of Abel. Only the blood is able to wash us. It was not able to cleanse the sin during the time of Noah. We remember Noah. God caused the great flood because he repented of making man. But even the flood could not wash away the sin within people's hearts, because after Noah we have Babel. And we have again the same old story. People trying to reach God and to become God. It takes the blood of Jesus to cleanse us from sin. It takes the precious blood that was shed at Calvary. It takes the precious blood of the Lamb that gives us life. It takes the blood that cries out, Shalom, peace. That no one can give, that the flood could not wash away. The flood could not wash away the sin within the hearts of men and women. But it's only the blood. And that's why the cross must be proclaimed. That's why Paul had a zeal for his people. He did not want them to be lost. He did not want them to be lost. He went to the synagogue first, and he preached to the brothers that knew the Hebrew scriptures and that Jesus was the fulfillment of the Hebrew scriptures. He did that. And he was persecuted, and they threw him out, and they stoned him, and they rejected him. But you see, then he'd go to the Gentiles. But the next town, he'd start all over again. He never got discouraged. He started all over again. The next synagogue, he went back and he started to talk about Jesus. And he used Isaiah 53. There was no 53 at the time, but you know what? Like a sheep, he was led to the slaughterhouse. Like a lamb before his shearers, he opened not his mouth. Then he began to proclaim Jesus, at the cross. Oh, like a sheep that was the Lamb of God. Behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. You see, that zeal. I have a little of it, honest. I have a little of it. I know I have a little of it. Because I can come before the microphone every day and I can speak about Jesus and I can speak about his mercy and I can speak about his power. Yes, and I can speak about his judgment also, because it's a whole picture. It's not just all the good stuff. There's judgment for those who do not do what God wants them to do. There's judgment as well as mercy. And I always pray, Jesus Christ, remember mercy in your judgment, please. How can I do a thing like this, you know what? How can I come every day to proclaim the Lord Jesus Christ for 25 years as a gift? This is a gift of God. Not everyone has been given this gift. That I can speak to people that I will never see probably until I reach glory by the grace of the living God. That I can continue this, because I know that when I speak, God uses my words. God does things that I cannot do. Because the Word of God is powerful, empowered by the gift of the Holy Spirit. I don't preach about my vacations. I preach about what God is doing. I preach about how I have seen the action of God. I got a letter today that stated, I prayed over the radio, and somebody who had 2-inch nodules on their lungs were healed. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. John Paul Jackson prophesied that I would pray for healing over the radio, and people would be healed. Isn't that wonderful? Isn't that wonderful? John Paul Jackson is a Pentecostal. But I'm going to tell you, he's a real prophet. Not because of that, because of the things that he told me that nobody would know before I even met him. I remember going into that meeting that day. It was on the glory of God. And here's this man in the front, and he's calling people up, and people are coming up to him, and he's telling them these things, and he points to me, and then he says, no, I never met this man. He said, brother, when you walked into the room, I saw a golden megaphone on your mouth. He said, I don't know what it means, but I see you in a little room, and the Lord is telling me you are reaching so many people. He had no idea who I was. I wasn't dressed in black. I had jeans on. And then he told me, God is going to give you the Teresa of Avila anointing. Now this is a Protestant. And that people will draw from the ancient well of the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ and be healed. It's not even in his theology. But you see, I went there because I was zealous after more. I was zealous after more. I was zealous after more. Because the more I get, the more I can give. The more I get, the more I can give. See, if I don't get more, I can't give more. You can't give what you don't have. You can only give what you have. And I'm going to tell you. I'm going to tell you, with the calls I receive, when the calls I receive via the telephone, I'm going to tell you, they need a lot more than me. They need the power of God. They need that unction that only God gives through Christ Jesus. They need the gospel empowered by the Holy Spirit. And you know, I want that shepherd's heart. I want that zeal. If you want to know my dream would be to have a community that's more zealous than I am, that wants to go to the whole world to preach the gospel, that wants to care for the people that nobody else wants to care for, the people that are rejected, the people that have been thrown on the side of the road because they're not the beautiful people. And that's my dream. Whether it would ever come about, it's not my problem. That's my dream. You know. What does Paul say? My heart's desire and prayer to God is for Israel, that they may be saved. My heart's desire is for the church, that we would become the church of the living God. That again, Catholic would mean not only right doctrine, not only the catechism, but the unction of the Holy Spirit, the power of God, the joy of the Spirit. That Catholic would mean not only celebrating the Eucharist, but worshiping Him who is Lord as Eucharist, and receiving power before the Blessed Sacrament to go out and give it out. Oh, my heart's desire. I'll tell you what Carmen once said. Carmen gave it really very clearly what my vocation is. It's Father Tom's vocation to make Christians out of Catholics. That's right. Because every Catholic's not a Christian. And you know who said that? St. Augustine. Everyone the church has, Christ doesn't have. Everyone Christ has, the church doesn't have. Now the big thing is to make everyone the church has, Christ has. And everyone Christ has, the church has. That's God's will. Yeah, my role is to make Catholics Christians. That's my role. And also to make Baptists Christians too. People say, you know, tell Joe to become a Catholic. Oh, I will never tell Joe to become a Catholic. That's God's business. That's God. If Joe wants to become a Catholic, I'll do the best I can to bring him into the church. It's not my business to make Catholics. It's God's business to make Catholics. It's my business to make Christians through the preaching of the gospel. And then sharing about the Eucharist and sharing about the power of God. My business is to make Christians. It's God's business to make Catholics. But a zeal that only God can give. And I want more. I want more. And I don't want it to be just an emotional zeal. I want it to be in the core of my being, like in the very fabric of who I am. Not just something that, you know, I do once in a while on a half an hour with you every day. But when the people call on the phone and when I'm with people that have been downtrodden and they have no place to look but up. My Lord, when you're down, you know, the only good thing about being down, you've got no place to look but up. And up is where Jesus is crucified on the cross. Up is the cross of Jesus Christ for you. Up is the love of God poured out in Jesus. Up is, you know what, you can be down, but because of the cross, you can get up. Because of His powerful cross, you can get up. You see, when you're down, that's not a good thing, but the best thing about being down is that you can only look up. And up is where Christ is, crucified, buried, resurrected, you know. And how many people have I told that have come to me in these how many years, since 1968, how many people have I told, you have reached the lowest point in your life, but you know what? God is going to manifest His glory in the lowest part of your life, and He's going to pick you up, and you're going to look back and say, oh my God, this lowest part of my life was not the worst part of my life, because I saw the Lord use it in ways that brought me to Him, and I became a brand new person. For anyone in Jesus Christ is a new creation. The old has passed away. Behold, the new has come. My Lord. How many people that have been in Death Valley, and I've said, you know, it's awful that you're in Death Valley, but you know what? You're not always going to be there. But He will use the Death Valley, and you'll be able to care for other people who are in Death Valley. Because you'll know what it means to be the man on the street that was left to die. And you know what it means that the Good Samaritan, Jesus Christ, came and picked you up. And bound up your wounds. I tell you, zeal to propagate the gospel. Zeal to propagate the gospel. I told you, when I go to a place, I don't tell people what to give me. I told you about the Dominican church I was at, and this beautiful brother in Louisiana said, what do you ask for when you come to do something? I said, I don't ask for anything. You give me what you can give me. I don't put a price on the gospel. I don't put a price on the gospel. The gospel is priceless. I don't say, you've got to give me this, so you've got to give me that. People don't believe it. People don't believe it, you know. Oh, and I always get what I need. And sometimes I run in the hole when I go someplace. But you know what? God will make it up. He always makes it up. He always makes it up. Because He's God. And He always makes it up. Now, I've been to California. Every time I've been to California, I've been in the hole by the airplane tickets because I don't ask them what to give me. And I've brought priests with me because I want them to get the blessing too. But you know what? I'm not crying. I'm just telling you, the Lord knows how to supply. He's my supplier. So let's pray now. We're going to pray for healing. Touch the very part of your body that's sick. Come, Holy Spirit, come now. And from your celestial home, shed a ray of light divine. Come, Father of the poor. Come, source of all our store. Come with power in our bosom shine. In the name of Jesus Christ, by the power of the blood, I don't want you praying, I just want you receiving. I say be healed now in Jesus' holy name. By the blood that speaks far more eloquently than the blood of Abel. In your lungs, in your brain, in your stomach, in your tissues, in every part of your being that infection will not heal. I say be healed now in the name of Jesus Christ by the blood that speaks far more eloquently than the blood of Abel. And I call those things now to be that are not as if they are, and they are by grace through faith. Be completely healed now in Jesus' holy name. Cancer goes by the blood of Jesus. Hearts open up.
all the arteries open up. Low cholesterol. You get low cholesterol, not high cholesterol, in Jesus' name, by the blood that speaks far more eloquently than the blood of Abel. Somebody's side is being healed right this moment by the precious blood of the Lamb that was shed at Calvary. And all the ordinances of handwriting that have been written against you by Satan have been canceled and blotted out by the blood of Jesus. And I say, be healed in Jesus' name through his precious blood. Come on, let's make a declaration of faith. I believe and I receive this miracle from the hands of Jesus Christ now. Amen. And I say, be healed by the blood of the Lamb now, by the precious blood of Jesus. Start moving the areas of your being that you couldn't move. Come on. Start seeing that the pain has left. Start seeing that God has done something for you. Start seeing that God is ministering to you. Listen, I need to hear what God is doing. You write to me. Father Tom, Post Office Box 602 East Boston, Mass. 02128. That's Father Tom, Post Office Box 602 East Boston, Mass. 02128. Let me know what God has done. I need to know these things because I will continue to pray healing prayer as people are being healed. I will continue to pray healing prayer as people are being healed. Why should we wait for the miracle service? We're having one on Sunday at the Holy Rosary at 7:30. A miracle service, 7:30 in the evening, this Sunday, the 22nd of February. It's really the feast of St. George Washington. I don't think he's, maybe he is a saint. George Washington's birthday, the 22nd of February, 7:30 at the Holy Rosary in Winthrop. That's 1015 Shirley Street in Winthrop, Mass. Listen, today I ask you to pray that God would give more zeal to Father Matthew, who's going to be doing Life in the Spirit seminars this weekend. More zeal to Father Martin. More zeal for me. More zeal, more zeal. But not zeal that's emotional, but zeal that's rooted in the cross of Jesus Christ, in the glorious resurrection of our Lord and Savior. May Jesus Christ, the King of Glory, bless you now. May he fill you with the Holy Spirit. And may you know the great, awesome power of God, because he lives. He lives. He lives. He lives. And you know what? He lives in you if you are a believer. God bless you.
In Season and Out of Season is sponsored by In Season and Out of Season.
Behold, I stand at the door and knock.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.